Okay, so today we're going to dive into something a little different.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Soft Eyes for Gentle Minds, Volume 1, a visual journal of 11 soothing optical illusions.
Okay.
And the thing that really got me about this is the idea that you can like calm down by looking at things.
Interesting.
So it's like, can we actually change how we feel by what we're looking at?
Right, like using our visual sense to influence our mental state.
Exactly. And this journal has these things called sequential optical triggers.
Sequential optical
Yeah,
triggers.
or SOTs, they call them.
You know.
And they say that these things can, help with visual calm, like just feeling more peaceful and even like a quiet joy.
Yeah.
And it's meant for like a really wide range of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it says this for ages 7 and up.
Wow.
So kids, neurodivergent folks, even people who just want to relax before bed.
That's a pretty broad audience.
Right, like they're saying this could be useful for so many different people.
It is interesting that they think these visual cues can be so widely beneficial.
Yeah, so let's break down what these SOTs actually are.
Okay.
They describe them as these gentle shapes, colors, and patterns, and they're all like sequenced together.
Okay.
And the idea is that they encourage your eyes to move in a really soft and natural way.
I see.
They even compare it to like watching waves roll in,
Oh, yeah.
or how sunlight looks on
That
water.
shimmering effect.
Exactly. And they say that as your eyes follow these sequences, your brain kind of like chills out.
Huh. So the visual input is supposed to directly impact how our brain is functioning.
Yeah, and they present it as a really like natural process.
Not like you have to force it or anything
No,
like that.
it's like your brain just kind of responds to these visuals in this calming way.
That's fascinating. You know, it makes me think about how we often feel drawn to nature when we're stressed,
Yeah, totally.
like being out in the woods or by the ocean.
Yeah.
There's something about that natural predictability, the gentle movement. It can be really grounding.
And maybe these SOTs are trying to tap into that same feeling.
Exactly. Like if they
Yeah.
can recreate those visual patterns in a deliberate way,
Yeah.
it could be really powerful. And I think the fact that they're sequenced is really important.
Oh, how
What
so?
was you? It's not just about like looking at a pretty picture, you
Yeah.
know.
Right.
It's about how your eyes move through the sequence that creates that calming effect.
That makes sense.
No.
Now, the journal itself has this really sweet dedication.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it says, for every small soul child or grown who needed rest, but the world stayed loud, may these spirals whisper what words can't.
Wow, that's
I
beautiful.
know, right? It just creates this really gentle and almost nurturing tone.
It does. And it speaks to that need for quiet in a world that's constantly so loud and busy.
Yeah, like it's offering a visual form of peace.
Exactly. And that phrase, whisper what words can't, it's really powerful.
Yeah, it suggests that these visuals can communicate something that language just can't.
Right, like bypassing our analytical minds and accessing a deeper sense of calm.
And they get right to the point with this one idea. They say, breathe. And when your eyes follow slowly, your brain calms down too. It's not magic, it's just
I love that.
Me too.
I
It's so
love.
direct.
Yeah, and it takes away any sense of mystery or like you need special skills.
Exactly. It's about trusting our own natural responses to these gentle stimuli.
And that emphasis on personal agency is so important.
It is, especially when we're talking about something as personal as finding calm.
Right. Like by saying it's just you, they're basically empowering the person to trust their own
And
experience.
to not worry about doing it right.
Exactly. It's about noticing the effect without striving for a specific outcome.
They also have this great description of the book as a resting place for busy brains and sparkling minds.
Oh, that's nice.
And inside, they talk about 11 different SOT spaces that are meant to draw your gaze inward to a place where it's quiet.
That's a beautiful image.
It is, right? Like creating an inner sanctuary through these external visuals.
Yeah, and it's so relevant today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're constantly bombarded with visual information all the time.
This journal seems to be offering a way to use that visual focus in a more intentional way.
Yeah, to create a sense of inner stillness instead of chaos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the fact that there are 11 different spaces suggests a curated experience, you know?
Oh, like a visual journey.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the most striking things about this journal is right at the beginning,
What's that?
they say no instructions, no rules, just look, just breathe.
Wow. That's really different from a lot of self-help or mindfulness stuff,
Oh, right.
which usually comes with a whole bunch of rules.
Yeah, this feels so much more intuitive and pressure-free.
It does. And I think that's a really deliberate choice.
Oh,
Yeah, it
yeah.
lowers the barrier to entry, you know?
So you don't feel intimidated.
Exactly. You don't have to worry about doing it right.
And you can just explore and discover what works for you.
Exactly. It really respects the individual's experience.
So to wrap up this initial look, Soft Eyes for Gentle Minds offers a really unique approach to finding calm.
It's all about using these visual sequences to guide your eye movement.
Yeah.
And it's completely free of rules.
Yeah, it sounds really accessible and potentially very soothing.
Absolutely. Mm. All right, so let's shift gears a bit and recap some of the key takeaways from Soft Eyes for Gentle Minds, just to make sure we're all on the same page.
Sounds good.
So the core mechanism here is the use of these sequential optical triggers.
Right, the SOTs.
Yeah, and as we talked about, they're basically visual sequences that are designed to create a gentle movement of the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to promote a feeling of calm and relaxation.
Right.
And it's important to remember who this journal is for.
Yeah.
It's designed for anyone age 7 and up.
Okay.
But they specifically mentioned that it could be really beneficial for neurodivergent folks.
Interesting.
And it can also be used for relaxation before sleep or to help regulate emotions.
So a pretty wide range of applications.
Exactly. And they really emphasize the creation of a space for soft focus, wandering thoughts, and peaceful eyes.
Mm.
It's not about demanding your attention or telling a story.
Right.
It's about providing a gentle landscape for your mind to settle into.
Like giving yourself permission to just be.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And the guidance they offer for using the SOTs is really simple.
Oh, yeah.
They say to find a quiet space with soft lighting, to blink naturally, and, of course, to focus on your breath.
Okay.
And the key is to just let your eyes rest on the center of the image without straining or forcing anything.
Got it.
And they even say that these sequences can hold your attention for up to 3 minutes.
Wow.
So you can really get lost in them.
It sounds really relaxing.
Oh, and there's this other cool thing.
What's that?
They intentionally left a blank space on the opposite page of each SOT.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's an invitation for you to do whatever you want.
Oh, cool.
You can draw right or just rest.
So it's like a multi-purpose journal.
Yeah, it reinforces the idea that this is your personal sanctuary for quiet reflection.
I like that. Now, it's important to mention the safety advisory they include. Because these designs use color, shape, depth, and illusions of motion,
mm-hmm.
some people might be sensitive to those effects.
Yeah, they say that some folks might experience sensitivity to the designs.
So it's good that they're upfront about that.
Yeah, and they really emphasize that you shouldn't use the journal while you're moving operating machinery or if you're feeling unwell.
Good advice.
They recommend sitting in a calm environment and being still when you're engaging with the SOTs.
And they mention that it's not suitable for kids under 3.
Right, and that younger or visually sensitive people should be supervised.
That's really responsible of them.
Yeah, they clearly take those potential sensitivities seriously.
It sounds like they've thought of everything.
Yeah, they really have.
It's also important to clarify that this journal is for artistic, reflective, and recreational use only.
Right, it's not meant to replace therapy or medical treatment.
Exactly. It's all about creating a space for calm and reflection.
Right.
Not about diagnosing or treating any conditions.
And they have this really thoughtful note to grown-ups.
Oh, yeah. What does it say?
It basically says that the book is quiet on purpose.
Okay.
It doesn't ask questions or try to teach anything.
Huh.
The goal is just to allow the eyes to soften.
I see.
And they encourage people to experiment, to flip through the book, to gaze at the images, to blink slowly, and even to let the images blur.
So there's no right or wrong way to use it.
Exactly. You can use it before sleep, during moments of stress, or whenever you feel overwhelmed.
That's really cool. I like that they're encouraging people to find what works for them.
And me too. And they say that each artwork is an opportunity to just pause and be present.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
It is.
Yeah.
And finally, the very last page is called Your Journey.
Okay.
And it says, blink gently. Smile. Come back anytime. Well done.
Oh, that's sweet.
I know, right? It's like a little hug at the end of the book.
It is. And it ends with this idea that the book helps you find a pause between the stories in your life.
Yeah, to connect with that inner quiet.
It's a really nurturing and supportive message.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up our deep dive into Soft Eyes for Gentle Minds, I want to leave you with this question.
Okay.
How often do we actually use our sense of sight to find calm?
Hmm.
You know, we're always using our eyes for information, for stimulation.
Right.
But what if we intentionally used our eyes to create a sense of peace?
Interesting.
Even without this journal, maybe there are moments in your day where you can practice a soft gaze to find a different kind of focus, a moment of tranquility.
That's something I'll definitely be thinking about.
Me too. It's a powerful idea.